Welcome to the East Dulwich Tabernacle Bible Class lesson recording. My name is David South. I'm the leader of the EDT Bible Class. Before I start the lesson, we do have supporting Bible reading sheets which supplement the lesson. It will be good for you to have these and to pray and read a portion of God's Word each day throughout the week. I can send these to you by email, so if you've not already received a copy for this week, then please email me at davesouth268@btinternet.com. That's DAVESOUTH, then the numbers, 268@btinternet.com. And I will send you the sheet for this week and in advance for future weeks. If you ever have any questions, then please email them to me and I will do my best to answer them. This week we start a new series in the Old Testament, The Conquest of Canaan, Judgment and Deliverance. This week's lesson is number 83, Rahab Weighs the Evidence. I draw your attention to the hymn chosen for this week, the hymn that speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ's care for us as our shepherd, based on Psalm 23. In our hymn book, it's Psalm 23, version 5, The Lord My Shepherd Is. I will start with a short prayer in a moment and then read the Bible passage which supports the lesson. This is usually the first reading on the sheet. Let us pray. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer acknowledging that thou art the Almighty Sovereign God, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. We humbly bow before thee at this troubled time. Please help us to listen carefully and to take notice of thy gracious call to repentance and faith. We thank you for your interest in us and ask that we will bow to the teaching of your word, for these are the words of life to our souls. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're starting a new series of lessons from the Old Testament, and we pick up the history of the children of Israel entering the promised land of Canaan, which had been promised to Abraham and his descendants. See Genesis 12 verse 6. You will remember that Jacob, Israel, and his family went down into Egypt because of famine, and that Joseph was there as prime minister, second to Pharaoh. Some years later, the family had grown, and the new Pharaoh made them slaves. They were slaves for 400 years. Moses was raised of God to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. You remember the 10 plagues which God inflicted upon the rebellious Egyptians. Moses, under God's overruling hand, led the people out into the desert. Sadly, they disobeyed God by not believing his capability to take them into the promised land. So they spent 40 years in the wilderness until all unbelieving adults had died. Joshua was then the new leader, and God was now to bring them to their new land of Canaan. We turn in our Bibles now to Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, and we'll commence reading at verse 1. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went, and came into an harlot's house, named Rahab, and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house. For they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of a house, hid them in the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way of Jordan unto the fords, and as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you, when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites, that were on the other side Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother, my brethren and my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, Go you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thine oath, and thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be upon our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, According unto your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound a scarlet line in the window. And they went and came unto the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the two men returned and descended from the mountain, and passed over, and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all these things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, Truly, the Lord hath delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us. We trust the Lord will bless that reading to us of his word. Well, let's start our lesson. So the children of Israel were now approaching the land of Canaan, the promised land, their wilderness journey over. Remember, 40 years because of unbelief. They would not trust God. Their parents had died. Moses had now died and gone to heaven. And Joshua, the new leader, was a man of faith and courage. The children of Israel encamped near the River Jordan, waiting to cross into the promised land. And Jericho, this walled city, had to be taken. The whole city lived a very sinful way, rebellion against the one true God. People wanted and did sin as much as they liked. They enjoyed their evil sin. There were no churches of the one true God in Jericho, only idol worshipping, handmade carvings. Even their worship was very sinful, like a big drunken party, much evil and sin, cheating, lying, cruelty. Even child sacrifice was part of their worship. Immorality was common, unfaithfulness in marriage. People all out to get as much as they could for themselves. A lady called Rahab lived in Jericho, and she lived in a house on the wall. That shows you how wide the walls are. Rahab had for many years lived like the others. The people knew that the Israelites were coming. They knew they were encamped the other side of Jordan. But they trusted in their thick walls. They carried on as before in their evil sin. They had heard of how the Israelites crossed the Red Sea 40 years earlier. They had heard the Israelites' God, how he parted the waters, about how the Egyptian army had been destroyed, about how the Israelite God had recently given them victory over the Amorites, Sihon and Og, but they still had no fear or respect for God. Rahab was different. She knew that the Israelites would take Jericho. They had the one true God on their side. She thought, I deserve to die. I have lived a very sinful life. I have not worshipped the one true God. Rahab had come to understand about the one true God. What she understood was, he is a God of power. He parted the Red Sea, and the children of Israel parting on the dry ground. The Egyptian army had drowned. The Lord had fed them in the wilderness for 40 years. He had destroyed every enemy who had tried to stop them. Therefore, he must be the one true Almighty God. Rahab also came to understand he is a holy God. Rahab had heard that the Israelites' God was a righteous God. He had holy wrath against all sin, not like the gods of Jericho, idols made of their own hands and who encouraged them to sin. God expects people to be holy. He gave laws against sin, his Ten Commandments, his law for all people, for all time, even today. His laws are against hatred, lying, stealing, coveting, disobedience to parents, pride, selfishness, unkindness. He expects us to love him, to worship him, only him, to honor his name, to show his love to others. Rahab also knew that this God was merciful and gracious. Rahab knew the one true God was kind and loving, ready to forgive. Yet he would judge all who refuse to repent. Rahab knew the difference between sacrifice to the one true God with a repentant heart, believing a perfect one would die for her, even the Lord Jesus Christ. She knew that the sacrifices to idols were bribes or favors, and even the evil sacrifice of their children was terrible in the eyes of God. Rahab knew that her sin must be punished. The animal sacrifice, a picture of one to come, the Lord Jesus, the only way her sin could be removed. Another had to take her place and take God's wrath for her sin. So Rahab faced the facts. Picture her at her window, looking out towards the River Jordan, expecting the children of Israel to appear any day now. Others in Jericho were frightened. Nothing can be done, they said. We will be safe inside our walls. And there was no change of heart. We will carry on enjoying our sin, they said to themselves. They drowned their fears with greater sin. But Rahab was different. She had faced the facts. Instead of pushing her fear to one side, she listened to her conscience. She began to prepare for what was to come. She asked herself, how can I be ready to meet such a mighty, holy God? Now, this is a question we must ask ourselves. Our days are numbered. How can we prepare for that great day when our physical existence will end? We know not when it will be. The Bible says we must all meet the Lord. Let us see what Rahab did. She repented. She realized, I must leave my old sinful ways. I must pray to God of Israel for forgiveness. Her desire to continue in sinful ways was stopped. She changed in her heart, and she changed the way she made her living. She was a harlot, but now she gathered flax and laid it to dry on her roof. Repentance is practical. Her heart was changed and she put it into practice. An example for us, a lesson for us, true repentance, heartfelt, sincere, sorrow for all our sin, recognizing the offense of our sin to the holy God, the same God as Rahab now sought for forgiveness from. It means leaving our sins and evil ways, asking God to change our lives and take away our sin. Rahab's repentance and faith in God was soon tested. Two spies had been sent by Joshua to Jericho, courageous, brave, trusting in the Lord God to keep them safe. They entered Jericho via its gate, but soon they were spotted and the king informed. Now they were in grave danger of being captured. Where can we hide? Here's a house. Let's knock at the door. In the mercy and goodness of the Lord, it was Rahab's house. Rahab opened the door. She knew now she must make a stand for her God. These were God's servants in great danger. She knew she had to declare her allegiance to God. She could not be a loyal citizen to evil Jericho any longer. Rahab knew she must hide and protect the spies, even though if discovered, she would be put to death. Rahab welcomed the spies, took them in, closed the door. There's an application here for us. True repentance causes us to change sides from this world of sin and Satan to the Lord God, to love him, to live for him, to stand for him, to obey his laws, and to reject all the evil that is around us today. So, to be a Christian, we must stand for the Lord every day, everywhere. Obedience, faith, trust, these are all essential. We must have changed sides. We must have changed hearts. Rahab trusted. What enabled Rahab to take her stand? She believed in the Lord, convinced he would save her. And so Rahab asked the spies to spare her and her family when the day of battle came. The spies agreed. You help us to escape, we will ensure that you and all in this house will be kept safe. Strict instructions were given. Gather in the house, thy family. Do not go out, and you will be saved. Do not tell anyone, and you will be saved. Now there is another knock at the door. Quick, hide under the flax on the roof. Now Rahab told a lie. They have gone. Quick, chase after them, out to the hills. Was this a sin? Yes, it was. But she sinned to protect God's servants. So we must obey God and not sin and not even tell lies. But God overruled. She was a young believer. She had made this mistake, but she was commended for her faith. And so the men were safe. The enemy went searching for them elsewhere. And Rahab used strong red rope to lower the spies out through the window. And the promise was if she put that red rope in the window, everyone in the house will be safe. So the spies escape and report back to Joshua. When the battle was fought, Rahab was delivered. God had a wonderful plan for taking Jericho to show that it was all his doing, all his strength. The Israelites were to march round the city. The first 6 days, all the fighting men to march silently around the city once a day. The 7 priests blowing trumpets and the Ark of the Lord in the middle. On the 7th day, they were to march round the city 7 times. Then, with a loud, long blast on the trumpets, every man was to shout. This they did as the Lord commanded them. Then on the 7th day, as the men shouted, the walls fell down miraculously. Only Rahab's house on the wall was saved. Rahab was delivered safely. For her, a rescue operation. For Jericho, it was like Judgment Day. Who will you be like? The people of Jericho, judged by God, sent to hell because they believed not? Or Rahab, who had faced the facts, repented, believed in the living God, changed sides, stood for her God, trusted, exercised the faith that God had given her, and she was saved and kept at the end of that battle and for all eternity. Rahab will be in heaven. She is commended for her faith, for trusting in God and doing that which was right by hiding the spies. We trust that you will I've learned something here, that you will come to the Lord as your Savior. You will trust Him, and that He will save you, and you will know that in your heart of hearts. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful historical account of how you took the city of Jericho. The walls fell down because, Lord, the people shouted, and thou didst remove the foundations from those walls. But Rahab was saved. Her house was safe on the wall. It did not fall down. Thou had kept thy promise as thou always dost. And, Lord, we pray that you would keep your promise to us, as we know you will, that if we call upon the name of the Lord in repentance and faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on Calvary to take the guilt of our sin away, then we will be forgiven. We will be washed and cleansed and taken through this life and finally into thy glorious heaven. O Lord, let this be our way. Let this be in our hearts, we pray. We ask that you will keep us safe in these difficult times. Lord, that you will bless us and our families. We ask all these blessings and thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the glory of his name. Amen. Thank you for listening. We will do the same next week. And so if you need the sheets, don't forget davesouth268@btinternet.com, and I will send you the sheets. Thank you for joining in. Goodbye.